Okay, there we go. Right. So good morning, everybody, and welcome to Sitting Bourne Baptist Church. It's fantastic to see so many of you here. It's great. First of all, I'm going to get started with a couple of notices. So the first thing is you hopefully have all received your service sheet as you came in. So there's lots of exciting notices in here. One thing I would like to draw your attention to is this Friday the 31st, we are having an event here, which is 7 o'clock. The doors open at 6:30. It's for children, it's for youth, it is our Shine Your Light evening. It's to give the people of this church, and it says here, bring a friend, so not just us, somewhere else that we might want to go on the 31st of October to celebrate what God has done for us, to celebrate the light rather than anything else. So if you do need any more details on that, speak to Lisa or Ricky up there, and they can give you some more details. The other thing is I have a notice here. Now, some of you will know, I'm going to try and remember and get the names correct, Robin and Marion Brenchley, who I believe used to come to this church, and a lot of you will know them. Their son Sam Brenchley, and his wife Tatty, thank you. They have had a baby, so there's another baby, lots and lots of babies at the moment, another baby. Her name is Anna Joy. She was born on Wednesday the 8th of October, weighing at 7.5 pounds. So there you go. Happy news there. Okay, so today's service, this is the fourth Sunday of the month, and this is the third fourth Sunday of the month, which means we are calling this a family service. Now, that doesn't mean that it's only for families. That's really good to see families here. It doesn't mean that it's only for children. Again, really good to see children here. It doesn't mean that it's only for the young people. It's good to see them too. It's good to see every single one of you. Actually, we are all part of the family of God. So it's for every single one of us. But that does mean, because it's a family service, that it might not be quite what you're used to. It might mean that we're going to approach things in a slightly different way to normal. But I promise you that there is a message, and that message is suitable for every single person here. Yes. For you, Carlos. Well, I tell you what, Carlos, why don't you come on up here? And we'll talk about this. So, is it suitable for you? Well, Carlos, do you know what? That depends. Have you ever done anything wrong? Have you ever upset anybody?
Why? What's that got to do with today's service?
Well, today we're thinking about being forgiven. So, if you've ever done anything wrong, anything at all, well, it's suitable for you.
Well, thinking about it, I guess I have actually, yes. I've
okay.
Definitely done things wrong. We all have, haven't we?
Well, exactly. And that's exactly why today's service, even all these people out there, that's exactly why today's service is suitable for every single person here.
Okay, great. So how are we going to think about being forgiven?
Okay, well, first of all, we're going to sing some songs. And while we do that, I suggest you go and sit down and join in with the singing, okay?
Yeah.
And while we're singing, perhaps if you think about the songs we're singing, think about the words. Everybody, we can all really, really think about the words that we're singing. And then after we've sung the song, we're going to find out what the Bible tells us about forgiveness.
Okay. Great. I'll see you back here in a bit then.
Brilliant. Okay. Excellent. So, well, as I said, we are going to sing some songs, but just before we do that, important question, I have here the lovely selection of birthday gifts. So, is there anybody who has had, any child or young person, youngish, who has had a birthday in the last week, or is going to have a birthday, excellent, in the coming week? Come on, up here. So I've got one. Okay, hold on, any more? Is it that movement? No? No? Okay, I reckon we have got one. Okay, well, that's not going to work if I go that way. I'm going to stay here. Now, what's your name? Chris. Okay, when is your birthday? Friday. It's Friday, yes. And how old were you on Friday? Four. Wow, four. Excellent. Okay, so Cruz, would you like to have a look in our birthday box and see if you can find a present that you would like? Oh, that was quick. He knew what he wanted. You got something? Excellent. And we will sing Happy Birthday to Cruz.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, God bless you.
Fabulous. And if there's anyone else who's celebrated a birthday or is going to celebrate a birthday, we wish you a happy birthday as well. So, I'm going to hand over to Linda now, who is in charge of our song worship.
We're going to sing three songs together this morning. And I really encourage you to listen to the lyrics as you sing. We're going to start with Everyone Needs Compassion. Everyone Needs Forgiveness, the Kindness of a Saviour. What can wash away my sin? Nothing but the blood of Jesus. Forgiveness was bought with the precious blood of Jesus Christ. If you can, please stand. We're going to go from one song into the next song into the next song. So I just encourage you to really just think about the lyrics, think about what these songs are telling us about our Lord Jesus.
Thank you. Not of good that I have done, nothing but the blood of Jesus. Oh, precious is the flow that makes me white as snow.
But the blood of Jesus. do take your seats.
Oh, it's on. Am I on? Oh, there we are. Good night, children, come down nice and quickly and just come and sit here. Here they come. Beautiful. Yeah. Okay. Peter came to Jesus and asked, Lord, when someone sins against me, how many times should I forgive him? What about seven times? Jesus answered, I tell you, not seven times, 70 times, seven times. I'm sorry. Jesus then told this story, and I need two helpers to come and act out this story for me. Oh, David, could you come? And Ashley, could you come up as well? Thank you. Right, okay. David, would you be the king?
King David.
Well, not King David. Well, it hasn't got a name in the story. Ashley, do you want to come over here?
What?
It hasn't got a name in the story, but you could be King David. Who knows? Okay. A king decided to collect the money his servants owed him. He started to do this. David, can you act out counting your money? Okay. One servant owed him several million pounds. The king said, pay me the money you owe me.
Give me my money.
The servant did not have enough money to pay the king back. Could you look sorry and just shake your head? So the king ordered that the servant should be put in prison. Do you want to point to where prison is?
Go to prison.
And everything the servant owned should be sold, even his wife and children. The money would be used to pay back the king. The servant fell on his knees and begged, be patient with me. I will pay you everything I owe.
But you didn't give me my money.
The king felt sorry for the servant. He said the servant didn't have to pay. He let him go free.
Okay, you can go through.
Oh, so thank you very much. Go. Okay. I need you back in a minute. We'll go back in a minute.
Is indeed a story that Jesus told, and you can find it in the Bible, you can find it in the book of Matthew.
And it's all about forgiving people.
Yes.
So, in the story, there was a king.
Yes.
Down there.
Yep.
Hey, and a servant who owed him lots of money, also down there.
That's right. But, like it said in the story, it wasn't just a little bit of money that the servant owed the king. The amount that he owed, it was absolutely massive. In fact, today it would be like the same as, well, it said several million pounds.
Wow!
Yeah.
But even though the amount of money the servant owed was so massive, the king let the servant off.
Yeah.
He forgave him. And he said she didn't have to pay any of the money back.
Yeah, that's right.
Why? Why would the king do that? Surely, though, the servant should have paid at least some of the money back. That's only fair, isn't it?
Well, do you know what? That is a really, really good question. Okay, so I will try and explain, all right? Okay, so you know, Carlos, that Jesus often taught his disciples, and in fact the people, using parables. Parables are stories with a meaning, right?
Yes.
Good, okay. And did you know that the people in the parables, they are often meant to represent other people?
Yes.
Good, excellent. So, okay, so in that parable, we've got a king and we've got a servant, yes?
Yep.
Who do you think that the king and the servant might represent?
Well, we often say that God is our king. So, I think the king is meant to be God.
Good, yeah. What about the servant?
Is the servant meant to be us?
Yes, that's it, exactly. So the king is meant to represent God and the servant is us. So now think about what happened in the story. What do you think the real meaning of that story is?
Well, the servant owed lots of money to the king.
Mm-hmm.
But we don't owe lots of money to God.
No, not money, but what else might it mean?
Hang on.
Mm-hmm.
You asked me at the beginning of the service if I'd ever done anything wrong. So, is the servant owing money to the king meant to be like when we do things wrong and it hurts God?
Yes, exactly. When we do wrong things, there needs to be a punishment. And there needs to be a way that we can repay God for those things.
But in the story, the king forgave the servant for the money he owed him.
Mm-hmm.
That's like God forgiving us for all the wrong things we ever do.
Yes, exactly. And remember, in the story, the amount of money that the servant owed, it was so, so massive, there was absolutely no way that he could ever repay it.
And that's like us. There's no way we can repay all the things we've done wrong.
But God still forgives us, just like the king did in the story.
Wow! But I still don't understand why. Why did the king forgive the servant? Why does God forgive us? Shouldn't we have to pay for the things we do wrong?
Well, we've kind of thought about that in the songs that we were singing. So, you know how Jesus died on the cross, right?
Yep. Last week, Lisa taught us in Ignite.
Brilliant, excellent. So, the Bible tells us that when Jesus died on the cross, he paid for all those wrong things. He took the punishment for all those things instead of us. And that is why God can forgive us, just like the king forgave the servant in the story.
Right, I get it. That's amazing!
I know, it is amazing, isn't it?
It is!
Okay, I tell you what we're going to do now, okay? We are going to sing a song with some actions.
Excellent.
So you might want to go and sit down, unless you want to do the actions up here.
I'm probably better down there.
I thought you might be. Okay, so I'll let you go and sit down. And as I said, we are going to sing a song now, which has some actions. So Lisa's going to come up and help me with the actions. There's also a video song. So, as I often say, I promise you it's really, really easy. Okay. I'm going to run through all of the actions, because there's not that many, honest. I'm just going to show you the most important ones. So the song is called You Forgive Me. And you will see in the video the actions that they do. We will do the same actions, so please join in with the actions if you feel able. But listen to the words, join in with the song as well. So the main action that we are going to be using is in the song, there's a bit where it says, you, so that's our action for you, because we're talking about God. And the action is, forgive me. So just have a go at that, forgive me. And the reason that's the action for forgive me, in fact, I wonder, any of the children, have you got any, why do you think that might be the action for forgiveness or forgiving somebody? Any ideas? Maybe, not exactly. What are we doing here when we do this? Anybody else got an idea? I can see a hand up there. Go on then. Exactly, nicely done. Wiping the slate clean. We are wiping away everything we've done wrong. So that is why that is our action for forgiveness. Okay, so can I encourage you, if you're able, to stand up? Okay. Join in with the song as best you can. It's quite repetitive. I'm sure you'll get the hang of it. And if nothing else, perhaps you could join in with the forgiveness action. Okay, let's do this.
You take all the pieces of my life, put them back together, make it all right. Oh, you forgive me. Only you can heal my broken heart, make all things new with a brand new start. Oh, you forgive me. You forgive me. I try so hard to do things right, choice sometimes, and you forgive me. No one knows me, God, like you. You see who I am, not what I do, and you forgive me.
Over here so everyone can see. Okay, now, the forgiven servant found another servant who owed him a few pounds. So can we have another servant? Oh, yeah, come on then. Oh, come. Asa. Okay. Do you want to stand there? That's it. Now, the forgiven servant said to the other servant, pay me the money you owe me. The other servant fell on his knees and begs, please, be patient with me. I will pay you everything I owe. Because you're a bit begging. But the first servant was not patient. He threw the servant in prison.
Pretend to put him in prison.
Until he could pay everything he owed. Could I have the king? Now, the king found out what had happened. He called in the first servant. And said, "You wicked servant, you begged me to forget what you owed. So I did. I let you go. I have mercy upon you. You should have done the same for the other servant." The king was so angry that he threw the first servant in prison until he could pay back what he owed.
You still owe me money.
Jesus said this king was angry because the first servant didn't forgive, although he had been forgiven. This is how God will feel if you do not forgive as you have been forgiven.
They did a great job. So Carlos, come on up here again, okay? Because I've got some more questions for you. So Carlos, how do you feel about the second part of that story?
What do you mean?
Well, it doesn't stop there, does it?
I don't quite get what you're trying to say.
Okay, well, the king. After the king forgave the first servant for his debt, for the money owed, what did that servant then go and do?
He went and found another servant who owed him some money.
Mm, how much money? Was it lots of money?
No, it's a much smaller amount of money.
Mm-hmm.
But he forced him to pay what he owed.
Yes. So that first servant, he didn't show forgiveness to the second servant, even though he'd been forgiven by the king.
Yes. And the amount that he had been forgiven was so much bigger, that wasn't really fair.
Oh, so you think that the first servant should have showed forgiveness to the second servant because he'd been forgiven?
Yes. Definitely.
Okay, so? Yeah, think it through.
We should show forgiveness to other people because God has forgiven us.
Exactly.
But sometimes people might do really awful things to us. Should we still show them forgiveness?
Yes. Yes, we should. Now, I know that that's not always easy. And I don't mean that we should carry on letting them do awful things and hurt us. But we have been forgiven by God, so we can forgive other people.
Are you sure? Absolutely sure?
Yes. Yes, I am. And that's exactly what Jesus was teaching us when he told this story.
Wow, that's amazing!
I know, yeah.
Are we
going
to sing some more?
We are, in a minute. But before we do that, sometimes it can be really, really difficult to forgive people. Like you said, sometimes they do some awful, awful things.
Yeah.
So what we're going to do now is we're going to pray about that.
Okay.
Okay, so you might want to go sit down and we're going to do some praying. Okay. Okay.
So I need you all to go around. Lisa's got them. Take them round. Take them upstairs. There's people, lots of people upstairs. You going upstairs, David? Yeah.
This is my own
you put your hand up if you haven't got a coin? You need to give them to the people who haven't have got that. Huh? Oh. Are there any spare ones upstairs? Okay, when you finish giving out the coins, come back and sit at the front. Has anybody got any spare ones? Ah, anybody not got a coin? Over there. Martin hasn't got one. Have you got one, Martin? No, Martin hasn't got one. Oh, I think we've sort of... We've run... David's coming back. We've got some more, right. Is there anybody now not got a coin? Go. There's some over there as well. Tom?
I'm out.
Right. So most of us have got a coin. If not, you might need to share. Most of us have got a coin. So this is something to think about in the story, from the story. We need to think about this coin and make it and remind us, it reminds us of the huge debt that we owe to God. We've all done, as we've heard, we've all done things that are wrong. And God doesn't say there is a hierarchy of things that are wrong. Just telling a little lie is still so wrong as doing something absolutely dreadful. So we need to pray to God for forgiveness. So if we look at our coins, and just quietly, because we don't want to know about all the wrong things you've done. I don't want to know about all the wrong things you've done. We just need to pray quietly in our hearts and ask God to forgive us for the so many things, many ways we've hurt him, and the so many times that we've gone against what he would have us do. Dear God, we thank you so much that you sent Jesus to die for us. We thank you so much that that means we can mend our relationship with you. We thank you that we can know forgiveness for the so many, many, many things that we've done wrong. That the debt is paid. That you love us so much that you just want us to be your friends. So God, we thank you that you are with us, and we pray that you will help us to go on and live lives the way you would want us to. Ready? Amen! Right, now, in the story, there were two servants. One servant had been forgiven a lot. Now God has forgiven all of us a lot. More than we can ever even imagine, God has forgiven us. He's forgiven us so much, but we can find it so hard, it's so tempting to go and see the little faults in other people, to find other people so aggravating, to not be able to forgive other people. And I'm sure we've all got people in our lives who we might find it hard to forgive, or people who we find aggravating and we just find we've got to live with them every day and we find them hard. But God asks us to forgive other people for the wrong that's been done to us. So as we look at our coins and think, we're going to pray again, and we're going to pray to God, and we're going to think about, we don't want to know the names of these people who've wronged us, I don't want to know them, God knows, and we're going to pray to God quietly in our hearts and ask him to help us to forgive the people who've wronged us. Dear God, we thank you for your love. We thank you that you can help us with people who we have found or we find difficult. We pray for our hearts that we will be able to forgive people who've done wrong to us. It may only be little niggles every day. It may be one great big wrong that's been done to us. Please help us to know that you love that person and that you would want us to forgive them. So please, God, enter our hearts and just help us not to be carrying the burden of those terrible wrongs anymore. You ready?
Amen.
Now, most of you have got a coin. Hopefully you've got one per family. If not, you might need to ask somebody who's perhaps got two. This is a reminder of how much God has forgiven you. It's also a reminder that tomorrow, when that person, or even later on today, when that person aggravates you and makes you, maybe at school, maybe your brother or sister, when they aggravate you, or when you know somebody does something very wrong to you, that you need to forgive them. So take it with you as two reminders, one on one side, one on the other, about God's forgiveness for you and how much you need to forgive other people.
Thank you, Sally. Okay, we have got two more songs left. The first one is another action song. So this song, it's called Glory. Is it possible to have the words up first? There they are, marvellous. So I'm going to show you some of the actions, and again, Lisa's going to help me with this. So if I do them and then you copy, is that all right, Lisa? Okay, so it starts like this. It goes, the sun is shining bright. Okay, I'm breathing in the air. I've got a fire in my soul. I know that God is here. Nice and easy. Everywhere I look, I see evidence of love. That's you lot. A grace I don't deserve from my Father up above. Okay, and then the chorus. So the chorus is really, really easy. So if nothing else, if you could join in with the chorus, that would be fantastic. It goes like this. Gonna give all the glory. Give the glory to our King. Gonna raise this roof when we start to sing all the way to heaven. Our praises will ring. Gonna give all the glory, give the glory to our King. There is a second verse, we'll get to that when we get to it. We'll do that as we go. Okay, so up on your feet, please. Try and join in with the song as best you can, and if you can join in with the actions as well, particularly these people at the front, that would be fantastic. Okay.
Shining bright, I'm breathing in the air. I've got a fire in my soul. I know that God is here. Everywhere I look, I see evidence of love. The grace I don't deserve from my Father up above. Gonna raise this roof as we start to sing. All the way to heaven, our praises we will ring. Gonna give all the glory, give the glory to our King. Up high, and I bow my head low. When I think about my God and the lengths that He would go, what made me wrong, Jesus made right.
King.
Oh, I was just about to say, stay on your feet. We've got one last song, which we are going to finish our service with. Sandra and the team are going to come back up. There will be teas and coffees after the service. Do please join us in the lounge afterwards. We're going to finish off by singing Not I, But Through Christ in Me.
it has been paid. For Jesus bled and suffered for my pardon, and he was raised to overthrow the grave. To this I hold.
Lord, that we are forgiven and that we can do all things because we have Christ in us. I pray that you will send us out from this place today, out into the world through the coming week, and live in us and enable us to show your love to other people. Amen. Please join us for teas and coffees.
Calling. Welcome to your sorrows and trade them for joy. From the ashes a new life is born. Jesus is calling. Oh, come to the altar. The Father's arms are open wide. Forgiveness was born with the precious blood.
Yeah.
Yeah.